This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's amazing how you can speak right to my heart.
Let's just not do the show today and listen to Keith Whitley.
Without saying a word, you can light up the dark. Kind as I may, I could never.
You know, I try to be calm, and then I just look at all this news and I get more and more wound up. It's just, it's crazy. We're having our birthright stolen right in front of us. I love this part right here. You know, Trump's got that truth in his eyes. It's all about. Let me tell you something, folks. They write all these articles demonizing me, lying about me constantly. But I'll guarantee you this. I might be wrong sometime, but I believe in what I'm saying, and I'm committed to this 110%. The globalists don't like that. They don't like commitment. They don't like people that stand for things. So sometimes this broadcast is a train wreck. And just 33 days out from this election, usually I blow up maybe every 2 weeks on the crew. I've been doing it almost every day. Because I'll be at home at 8, 9 at night, and I just want to come back to work and fight. Because what they're doing to people and how we're losing our birthright and how evil these globalists are, at a fundamental level, I want to do something. And I'm mad at myself that I run out of energy. I'm mad at myself. So I'm not on your butt telling you you need to do more. All I'm saying is, my God, did our ancestors fight and go through all this hell to build one of the most open, free countries in the world? They sure tell us it's bad all day because they know it's the model of the future. Doesn't mean we ever did all the stuff we wanted to do. Doesn't mean we ever got there, but we sure as hell got further than anybody else. And now countries and groups that are so damn bloodthirsty, I can't even describe it, are taking over. And, you know, it's a family show, but sometimes I've got a big repertoire and a big semantical lexicon in my psychological concordance and my verbiage. But I got to tell you right now, sometimes you got to use the lower English or the old English or the Saxon. Because that's what works, and it's true. They're pissing in our faces. They're pissing in our faces. They're pissing in our faces. They're pissing on us. And I'm not going to take it anymore. I don't, it's not about, oh, I'm this big high and mighty guy. You better, you know, you're not going to push me around. They don't want to just piss on us. They want to run every damn part of our life. And you look at that little hunchback demon. You look at that little gremlin, Tim Cook. Well, I'm going to tear into next segment. And that guy's a piece of crap. You know, the Chi-Coms don't go around in virtue signal all day how liberal they are, how much they love poor people or weak people. They work them to death and kill them. And it's wrong. And they execute gays if they get too uppity. And I think that's wrong. But you won't hear a damn word out of a Tim Cook. Because he is a monster. And he enables monstrous activity, and he cheerleads for it and pushes it at every level. And he thinks we're stupid, and I'm not stupid, you dangerous little monster. You're an authoritarian dirtbag. Now, that said, he's starting to be more honest. And we're going to show you where he calls for the end of free speech in America and where he cheerleads it in China and where he says, I'm ready. And Apple is ready to tailor your country's oppression to whatever you want. Oh, Apple's always said we're not custom to individuals. We're custom to ourselves. But when it comes to authoritarian regimes, they will tailor make it like a handmade suit from the finest London shop. He will get it done just right, and he'll help arrest your Christians and your Buddhists, and he'll help take them from their families, and he'll help cut their livers out and sell them. But it's okay, because he's gay, and he wears skinny jeans. Just like our information is game-changing, our products are game-changing. And Survival Shield X2 is the pure iodine. No one else has this from deep earth crystals between 7 to 12,000 feet. It's very hard for me to get. It's the good halogen. But instead, they hammer you with the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, that literally fog you, fill all your cells, your thyroid, you name it. BioTrue Selenium goes with it like a horse and carriage. Selenium is an electrochemical. It's needed as well in all activity in the body, particularly neurons. So these go incredibly well together. We have a combo of those. Just experience it for yourself. Why do you think they fear me so much? Very simple stuff. Filter your water. Yeah, I find myself selling water filters. Best out there for the price. When I say it's the last run, I think it'll be 6 months a year until we get more. I hope we get more. This is the last run, it looks like. Survival Short X2, InfoWarsStore.com, or InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
You've got it.
The Juice Man is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
I'll see the urn. You got it. I'll see the urn now. You got it. I'll see the urn.
All right, let's get into the facts. Tim Cook is the most evil man in the world. He's certainly the most dangerous, and I'm going to show you the proof here right now. Look at DrudgeReport.com. Right there on screen for you. Bloomberg Businessweek, the big hack. How China used a tiny chip to infiltrate America's top companies. I'm going to show you articles from 2009, 2011, 2015, 2016, right through to today from InfoWars.com, saying exactly what Bloomberg's got on the cover of Business Week and the big news. Now, why is that important? Tim Cook had already moved to China 5 years ago, the CEO of Apple. But Tim Cook, 7 months ago, officially became state-run to get total tax exemption. Yeah, Trump's bad for lowering it to 15 if you move to the U.S. China goes to zero to counter that. When they went to zero, he said, he was quoted in Reuters saying, when you're in China and you partner, the government runs you. Now, let that sink in. I'm going to show you the articles where he said it. If you're a TV viewer, radio listeners, I'll give the headlines. Now, you think about that. China has killed five times what Hitler did of its own people. You don't hear a word, not one Hollywood movie about it, nothing, because China owns Hollywood. Our elites position China for the takedown of America. It's a corporate takeover. This is high treason. Trump is trying to stop this. But Tim Cook goes in there and lies to his face. We've got solutions as well. When I started going after Tim Cook, that's when I got deplatformed, and he bragged that he led it. But that's why he's now denying, oh, I didn't work with any other companies, even though he bragged about it and Apple Insider did. 1 hour after he decided, Sunday night, Monday morning, 3 a.m. Monday morning, strangest thing is I woke up like 3:15, never do that, got on my phone, Alex Jones Band, and it said, within 1 hour of Tim Cook and his Sunday night meeting with Zuckerberg and others, they made the decision and followed suit. But now he says he never did it. Forget about Alex Jones. He knows it's racketeering. He knows that he worked with other companies, and that's what's illegal. That's Sherman Antitrust. That's a combine. That's a cartel. That is 100% illegal. But see, they thought, oh, we've beat up Alex Jones for years in the press. we'll ban him. No one will defend him. And then the precedent's set. And they even brag about that like we can't read. Like all the men are all watching NFL and women are all getting Botox injections. They'll never read it. Well, guess what? I am, jerk. Oh, I forgot. That's why I've got to be banned. So he goes and talks to Vice and talks to the reporter. I was a little sarcastic yesterday. I apologize. I think she's actually a pretty lady. Apple CEO Tim Cook praises China's censored internet. Remember that headline? In the Global Times, officially run by the Chinese Communist and the Washington Post. Right here. Washington Post, Chinese media welcomes Cook endorsement, with the Nationalist Global Times declaring the headline, consensus grows. And then the Chinese dictator said, I'm glad America's tackling fake news like Alex Jones. Isn't that just sweet? Oh, the Chinese dictator says, oh, good job. The Pentagon says, well, that's the Pentagon basically wrote that article. It says Special Operations wrote that. Alex Jones is right. China's a threat, and it may be too late. He's been censored under Chinese government orders. Oh, but don't listen to the Pentagon and the Washington Times. They're not cool like Tim Cook. People go, can't you take it, attacked and demonized? Yeah, I'm fighting foreign governments to control our media. You think I care what they say about me? I'm in a war. Grow up, people! We're not here trying to win popularity contests. We're trying to beat the globalists. I don't have to drag guns 50-something miles through the snow with no shoes with a trail of blood like Ticonderoga. I can at least stand up and get lied about in the media to tell the truth and stop these people. China's got radio stations and TV stations beaming propaganda. They've got full-page, four-page ads against Trump. Can you imagine if the Russians did that? I'd say, arrest them! Oh, but the Chinese, no, they have yellow skin, so it's okay. And Tim Cook's gay. He's gay, they're Asian, it's all right. Oh, well, if you say that, they're killing Buddhists that happen to be yellow skin too. Well, that's all right, because, you know, they're China did it. I'm Tim Cook. You know, the worst thing about Tim Cook is his company pays zero tax. Then he lobbies all day to have higher taxes on the middle class, because he wants control. And then he... Again, runs around, I'm gay, you can't disagree with me. Meanwhile, he doesn't care if China kills gays. And it gets even worse. He has the worst factories where they contract, even the Chinese communists say in the news 2 weeks ago, share the wealth. You pay people $2 a day. They're working to death. Why? Spend some money with them so we can build something. And Cook goes, no, nothing for you. I'm liberal. Nothing. Liberal. Liberal. And the left just goes, he's gay. Death camp. Kill the Christians. Death camp. He's gay. It's okay. So, it's trendy. It's funny. He wears little, you know, tight shirts, a little 30. He walks on like he's God. Oh, liberal, liberal. That's why he's so evil. That's why he's so dangerous. That's why he's so bad. If you think of like a bad guy as Hitler or Stalin or Mao in a uniform and tanks and death. But no, it's all tech spying on you, tracking you, controlling you. And so here he is, Apple CEO Tim Cook praises China's internet censorship in the Washington Post. Here's another one. Tim Cook says Apple had to comply with Chinese censors, and they did do it. And they'll do it in the U.S. too. And the liberal publications are like, oh, awesome, so cool, that's last year. They shut down all the VPNs and helped arrest over 100,000 people. That's good. They even gave them the locations, and they even help with their new apps tracking people in China. It's good. And he said he'll do it here, and he helped lead taking InfoWars off. Oh, and now it's Breitbart being taken out of order. Oh, my God, isn't that funny? The president's mouthpiece from the campaign being taken down now. Oh, there's not a problem, though. Nothing wrong. Just let Tim Cook do whatever. He'll go to the White House and, you know, maybe... You know, offer the president, to, you know, a little, you know what, it'll be okay. Tim Cook says, I mean, I'm sure he'll offer. The president won't accept it. Apple CEO backs China's vision of an open internet as censorship reaches new heights. I love this. They call an open internet censorship, but Tim Cook says it's a worldwide censorship. See, that what open means they run it all. They curate it all, like a professor or a curator at a museum. brushes off senators' taunts, activists who stand up and say, how dare you help round us up and kill us? He just laughs at them, laughs at the senators. Google won't even show up in congressional testimonies. It's all so funny. He says China's the future, not America. There's another article. Virtual private networks all shut down. For the first time, China will host Apple iCloud keys overseas. That means your Apple ID over there. Apple to start putting sensitive encryption keys in China because they've officially moved there. Apple's Tim Cook. Chinese spy chips are found in hardware used by Apple, Amazon, Bloomberg says, to break into the military or government, steal everything, and Apple helped them do it. Apple's the main group. They scan the Samsung chips. They scan the U.S. chips. They don't have the spy chips. But China does, but it's okay because they're Asian and he's gay. It's okay if they kill dissidents. It's okay if they spy on you with chips that they make you even pay for in the chip in your house and steal all your data and work with Google and their mobile cars to come by and scoop it up and give it to Tim Cook and their alliance. It's okay if China it works with Google to help censor their own public and round them up because Google's liberal and Tim Cook's gay. Again, as long as you're gay, it's all right. See how that works? It's liberal. So we've got more here, but, you know, the Chinese-made kitchen appliances spying on you. That's Associated Press, but it's okay because Tim Cook's gay.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it. I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation.
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Until just a few years ago, Apple, Google, Facebook would not operate in China because China wanted control over their hardware, over their software, over their users' data. But Apple and others, enticed to get 0% tax this year, 2018, have officially moved to China. And just 3 months ago, Google told the Pentagon, we're not going to work with you on AI or anything else. We think America's bad. That's right. But, oh, the virtue signaling San Francisco elite, China, that, again, has killed five times what Hitler did, they're good. And I told you that I was told by sources inside Google that Facebook was going to work with them on the AI and deploy a Chinese social score. You can actually look it up where Zuckerberg met a year ago with them and talked about it. You can also pull up Tim Cook with the communist Chinese leaders. And now, this just broke. Google and Facebook join forces on AI tech. Tech giant Google and social media giant Facebook are reportedly teaming up, French news agency, to develop a new artificial intelligence technology in China. Of course. But don't worry. Trump's family did standard asset protection and estate planning that everybody else does that's wealthy. So that's the big news. Is it was $500-something million when his dad died. It was given to the children, some included Trump. So that's dirty and bad. So, my God, it's terrible. There's no slave factories. There's no helping round up political business. There's no censorship search engines. There's no banning people's speech in America. But it doesn't matter. So Apple's CEO Tim Cook praises China's censorship of the Internet and says he wants to do it here, and then goes on Vice. And amongst other things, says, oh, I don't want power. I don't have any power. I'm just a little trendy. They're camouflaging themselves. Apple's all about dominance of the Internet, all about corporate power, all about control. And then he goes on, Tim Cook, to say, oh, he was curating like a person in a museum, not cauterizing, burning out our First Amendment, but curating when we just disappear, or he helps political dissidents be arrested, or, you know, has the worst slave factories in China on record. They contract out the lowest wages, the social control, forced drugging of the employees, forced abortion, suicide nets, things you can't even imagine in a science fiction dystopia novel. But it's all done, but it's Tim Cook, and the liberal media loves him, and he wears little skin-tight shirts and talks about Steve Jobs all day and how fun it is. It is the poison apple, ladies and gentlemen. It's in your face. So here is a clip of him saying, oh, we didn't coordinate, even though Apple Insider said that they coordinated. And he bragged that they coordinated. But now, because of the racketeering, now because of the collusion, now because of the cartel behavior, they're concerned ahead of Trump taking action. Here it is.
How did you decide to ban Alex Jones?
What users want from us and what we've always provided them is a curated platform. We don't take a political stand. We're not leaning one way or the other. You can tell that from the stuff on the App Store and in podcasts, etc. You'll see everything from very conservative to very liberal.
But at what point were you like, okay, that's it, Alex Jones has to go?
You know, I don't want to get into a singular kind of event, but I think there's enough there that reasonable people could agree that if you're going to curate, that should be all.
Did you coordinate with other tech companies to kick off Alex Jones?
No. I've never even had a conversation about this with any tech company.
Why not?
We make our decisions independently, and I think that's important.
That was a load of horse manure. We're going to come back with Millie Weaver in the next segment, but they're on record. They're on record censoring. They're on record spying. They're all on record, the tech giants, lying about it. Look back in hindsight. I think there's enough there that we had to curate. You know, Hitler saw himself as a curator. He wanted Berlin to be this big museum city with these big, massive structures. And they called Albert Speer, his head of domestic operations, the curator and the master architect. And so when you hear stuff like, oh, we're curating, we're ordering your life because we know best. Wow. Oh, but there's enough there, like slave factories in China, like aiding China and spying on political dissidents, like being tax exempt. Oh, my God, Trump avoided taxes with his father legally and lawfully. But Tim Cook goes over there and doesn't pay any tax. And that's like, oh, but it's all right. He's gay. So it's okay if they kill gays in China because he's gay. Oh, well, my God, then it's okay. He actually looks like a buzzard. He ought to be sitting up in a tree over some dead, you know, dead rotting flesh he's going to enjoy. But I'm not going to get into the way Tim Cook looks. By the way, why were his eyes so big? We do a whole other video on only what LSD does that? Methamphetamine does that? Can we go back to his eyes? And everybody pointed out, even on YouTube, they're like, what's up with that dude's eyes? Imagine if I was on TV and my pupils were like 90% like I was an owl. Yeah, there's a straight-on shot. Go to the straight-on shot. I mean, whoa, dude, you've got like 90% pupil. Whoa, what's going on there, bro? What you taking? Must be some pretty good stuff. Last time I ever saw pupils that big, the police were arresting one of my neighbors in high school because he took too many hits of LSD. Last time I saw that brother, he's in television lights in Grand Central Station. With lights blasting in his face. Boy, if a cop pulled him over, he'd say, son, you microdosing? By the way, a microdose LSD doesn't do that. That is a, what, 3 grams of mushrooms? 2 hits of LSD-25 will do that when you're peaking. It must be good, whatever that stuff is they got, boy. He ain't worried about no slave factories. In fact, he said we ought to be doing that here. He said, I'll follow orders from China, and I'm ready in any other country. You let us in, baby, we'll put our legs behind our ears. And we say, we'll do what you, and that means your user does that. Oh, but they're just a private company, so it's okay. Oh, by the way, our app was 5 stars, millions of downloads, #1 in news, #3 total apps, and they deleted it. Now it's on Google Play, #1 in news. Oh, he curated. Oh, that'd be like you're a movie theater owner. And the movie that's got a line around the block, you go, oh, we're pulling that movie. But the movie nobody wants to watch, you know, your Chinese communist thing with a, you know, weird little vulture-like demon hopping around. And, you know, you want to curate us and teach us all about SJW crap and teach us how to hate America. And nobody wants to drink your Kool-Aid. So you just say, you know what? I think I'm going to take my ball and go home. Because I'm Tim Cook. And I'm on some hard drugs. Let me tell you something. Tim Cook is on designer drugs. And what have I told you about Silicon Valley? They're the next civilization, and it ain't good. I know some of the highest level people, let's just say right below the highest level, and they said, Alex, you don't understand. It's nothing but sex and drugs and insanity. And there's Tim Cook in television camera light blasting his face. In any state police school, they tell you, that man is on 2 or 3 rails of methamphetamine, or he's on at least a large dose of psilocybin mushrooms or LSD. That's it. That's the only drugs that do it. What drugs is Tim Cook on? And how soon till he gets his ass arrested for helping China at those factories build in spy chips to infiltrate America? Son, you're on some hard-ass drugs. You think America's going to bend over to your commie crap, you little bastard?
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan-favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads. Often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap. A complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones. Longing for the
sun. I don't like the fact that he is putting kids in cage. That's inhumane, if you ask me. It's not right. I don't like the fact that he's separating families. I don't think you would have liked to be separated whenever you were younger. You know what I'm saying? And I have a strong bond with my mom. I would have never pictured myself being separated by my mom. I would have never. I know the feeling that the kids have. And it's sad. Every time I watch the news, there's even more kids being caged up. That's not right. Dogs are caged up, not humans.
So are you talking about
about the issue of people being deported that are here illegally.
No, I'm not saying that, and I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that he shouldn't cage up kids who have families who support them and love them. You know what I'm saying? I don't think it's right for him to be separating children at such a young age, you know?
So are you talking about the issue where you had all the Times and a bunch of these articles talking about how kids were being separated from their family at the border?
Right. Yeah, I think that's really inhumane. I don't think it's right.
Did you hear about how the little girl who was pictured on Time Magazine crying, that her parents came out and said that that was fake because they were with her the whole time and she was just kind of having a little temper tantrum? And they took that picture and they lied and said that she was a child that was being taken from her family when she never was. Did you hear about that?
All right, that's one, right? That's one. That's one person who lied. That's one.
Hit pause real quick.
That's not.
We're going to Millie Weaver a little bit the next hour, and then Greg Reese is going to be joining us with an amazing investigative piece he did with the leader of the main Iranian opposition group that really needs to be heard out. This is important information that the leftist media doesn't want you to see. But notice, if you're a radio listener, these young people, these teenagers, they look like about 20 or so young adults, they're wearing Mexico outfits. They're wearing red, green, and white outfits. They go into how they love Mexico. And I would have said, you know, 200,000 people have gotten killed in Mexico the last few years. Everyone's fleeing up here. These are mothers bringing their kids, some cases unaccompanied, through war zones. How the hell are we bad for trying to vet who's who? But it's this entitlement. It's like you call Kavanaugh a sex assaulter, and then they scream at other senators and say, you're a rapist. So you take one unproven thing and add it to another and another. It's just hysteria. And then a father comes over who lost his daughter to an illegal alien drunk driver, and they get in his face. And we've got other videos we haven't aired yet with Millie coming up when she goes to these events in Tennessee and other states. They're on Infowars.com every day. Millie and Gavin Wentz, her husband, are on fire. And they've got another crew member with them. And this is what your support of Infowars allows us to finance, is getting reporters at these events like what Millie and people like Will Johnson and others are out there doing. So just think about that, folks. But let's go ahead and finish up with this clip.
That's not all of them. You can get out of here. Get in my
face. Okay, pause. So I'm going to be in your country. I'm going to get everything free, but you come over and say my daughter got killed by an illegal alien. You get out of here. You get out of here. It's what the illegal aliens walk to me and say. You go back to Europe, pilgrim. Your mama married her brother. And I go, how dare you, racist? The national news. Jones is racist to poor Hispanic woman. And then edits out her calling me a monkey and my parents inbred hillbillies. And again, It's the if I saw a bunch of white trash saying stuff like this, I'd be mad at them. But they're telling Hispanics, you can go out and act like the worst people on earth and then be all entitled. And it's just a bunch of young punks. Continue.
You're in my space.
Can I say something?
Yeah.
If you guys don't care, I'm an immigrant. I'm from Argentina. I came here the right way.
Have you understand that?
I'm young.
Go to jail.
Wow. Why were you?
Because they're down in America.
Okay.
Look what one of them did to my daughter.
So what happened? Can you tell us about what happened?
Yeah, it was at the DUI in Jonesboro. And an illegal hit her head on doing over 100 miles an hour and had three of his kids in his car. And when my grandson was with my daughter died. I don't ever get to see my daughter again. He left the country. A sorry sheriff we got let him walk right out of the hospital, right out of the county, and he's gone. He's in Mexico. Our country is so sorry they won't go to Mexico and get nobody, but they allow them to come here.
So you're really upset because you lost your daughter to immigration issue.
On his fourth DUI. He was on probation for his third DUI. How would you feel?
Is this your grandbaby?
This is one of them. Yeah, I got seven of them.
Wow. Well, I'm sorry for your loss. That's horrible.
Well, there ain't nothing that nobody can say to make me feel any better.
Millie Weaver joins us. We've got several new clips with people saying, we're here, Mexico first, we're Mexicans, and we're taking over. Again, with Mexican flags draped on them. And I'm like, listen, nothing against Mexico, but good almighty. You want to come here because it's America, but then say it's Mexico, and then just strut around like you're all proud of it. I mean, this is unbelievable. Millie, tell folks where you've been traveling around the country. These are incredible videos every day. I mean, just this weekend, you were at Kent State where the Antifa was attacking you and the police. It's just wild out there.
Yeah, it's definitely wild. Tensions are heating up in America right now as midterms approach and with this whole Kavanaugh hearing that's been happening. But we were down in Johnson City, Tennessee at a Donald Trump rally. And what I will say, Alex, is that although this group of Hispanic protesters were being disrespectful, many of them were saying, you know, F Trump and disrespectful things at this rally, overall, I've seen just as many, if not way more, white liberals act just as disrespectful.
Oh, I know. But here's the deal. And I'm not saying you're virtue signaling. We're obviously saying all the Mexicans aren't like this. But granted, a lot of Hispanic folks that were big Trump supporters and were first-time voters, very excited. We point out dumbass KKK people. We point out dumbass Mecha people like these folks. But we've got those positive videos posted on the site. But also, yeah, the average white liberal running up saying F you racist, the videos are there.
Yeah, and there were actually a lot of Hispanic Trump supporters at the rally as well. So what this depicted essentially was we had this girl who is, her parents, her families are illegal, and she's essentially giving this fake news sob story about the
children. She's a pissed off anchor baby. Coming here, getting everything free wasn't enough. She's running around wearing a Mexican flag. She's a pissed off, spoiled rotten anchor baby.
She's touting the fake news that the liberal mainstream media has been saying about children being put in cages down on the border, and this is all Trump, and it's all so horrible, greatly over-exaggerated and not really a clear depiction of what's going down at the border.
Sure, she's a moronic anchor baby with these idiots flipping you off in the background. So let's get to the next clip. Tell us about the next group we're going to play after the break, running around saying Mexico first, make Mexico great.
Well, rightfully so, this father overheard the girl complaining about parents not being able to have their children anymore. So he's like, hey, I don't get to see my daughter anymore. My daughter's dead because an illegal immigrant was able to keep coming back into the country, had over 3 DUIs, then his 4th DUI kills his daughter. So he's just grieving and upset. Then, shortly after, another group of Hispanic protesters actually interrupted the rally and started chanting F Trump and Viva La Raza and Mexico, and they actually had a Mexican flag. And I caught them as they were leaving. Police had kind of escorted them away from where the speech was going on, and I decided to interview them as to why they were waving a Mexico flag in America. And essentially what they say is, when I ask them, do you believe in America first or Mexico first, they say Mexico first.
We're going to play that when we come back. But, Millie, I can't imagine going to Mexico and seeing somebody that says my daughter's killed by illegals and running up going, shut up, and then running around waving Mexican flags and saying, yay, yay, yay. Then why aren't you in Mexico? I just don't understand it. I can't imagine the entitlement that the left has created in people. This is a joke.
And she was screaming in this man's face while he had his grandbaby on his shoulders. And if you notice, when I interviewed the man, the grandbaby had tears in her eyes and she was emotionally distraught because the woman came up screaming and cussing this man out, getting in his face. And I believe that it scared the child.
Well, the baby's white and deserves it. So, and that guy from Argentina, too, he's bad because he believes he should have borders.
Meanwhile, she's so concerned about children and their welfare, but then she's going to go scream in the man's face while he has his toddler granddaughter on his shoulders.
That's right. Stay there. We're going to come back with the next video with Millie Weaver. And don't forget, folks, Texas is the reason the president's dead. Texas is the reason the globalists are about to go down. Texas is the reason
the president's dead. When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and
body extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hi, I'm Kelly Cook, Chief Marketing Officer for Kmart and Sears. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Kmart to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Kmart's team today at marchforbabies.org.
Break down where this rally was. She's been to a few of them. This is the anti-Trump protesters declare Mexico first, a different group of folks with Mexican flags in Mexico outfits. And again, this shows the issue of globalism. These are people in the country saying, we love Mexico, down with Trump. It's just insane. No one would do this anywhere else in the world. Unless maybe your country was way superior. Then I'd be like, if we bordered Switzerland, I'm not saying it's superior, but in some ways it's more beautiful and has a Second Amendment and the rest of it. I'd be like if a super hot chick, you know, with 150 IQ said, I'm going to conquer you. I'd say, well, I'm ready to be conquered, you know, but I'm married. My wife is kind of like that. The point is, what I'm getting is, it's kind of like if aliens showed up with, you know, with stuff way better and they weren't enslaving us, I'd be like, well, I'm ready to work with you. But if it's illegal aliens that want me to, like, get a Grim Reaper tattoo on my chest and worship the worst elements of Mexico, no, I don't want to be part of that. It's just crazy. The arrogance, the disconnect, the look in these people's eyes. And like you said, we had the proviso. But we're not attacking Hispanic people for being Hispanics. These are dumb, brainwashed liberals. Just like whites act like total monsters, black leftists. I mean, let's just say it. These people at least look nice. The whites look like they got their mental patients on average. And I'm not trying to be mean here. It's just leftists in general are really a disgusting lot. And you have some Red Wave. You have a lot of other powerful videos we're going to get to. We have my interview with Jesse James. We haven't aired yet as well. Will new voters swing the midterms? I think your interview shows that's in line with the polls. But tell us about this next clip, Millie.
Well, that was at the Johnson City, Tennessee rally, where another group of Hispanic protesters decided to interrupt the rally and start running through the crowd, chanting Viva La Raza, Mexico, Mexico, F Trump. And they essentially were waving a Mexico flag at an American rally with our American president. So essentially some people were upset, but security escorted them out and people instantly kind of crowded around them. I interviewed and asked what they did that for. Why are they waving a Mexico flag in America? And essentially we got to the bottom line where we asked them, do you believe in Mexico first or America first? And they said Mexico first. And essentially they were upset about even the Mexican president agreeing to the trade deal that Trump had negotiated with.
We're going to play the video in a minute, but there's this hate of America, and the U.S. isn't perfect, but the idea that, hey, you know, Mexico has a fence and a wall on Guatemala. You know, Mexico puts people in jail for a year if they're illegal aliens. I mean, it seems to be just no, it's like they just think America's like a doormat or something.
Exactly, and I'm not sure how long this video runs, but I remember at the event, there was a gentleman who started talking to the girls and he said, you know, I have German ancestry. I wouldn't be waving around a German flag. If you asked me if I were German or American, I would say I'm American 100%. And that's what I said as well. I said, I have Irish ancestry. I would never be waving around an Irish flag in America because I'm American.
Well, it'd be great if St. Patty's Day and we all go down and have a good time because that's an event about celebrating heritage. I'd love to. My daughter's born on Cinco de Mayo. I love Cinco de Mayo. I love going and, you know, drinking cold beer and eating enchiladas. So I love to celebrate Mexican heritage, but it doesn't mean that then I hate America.
Well, that's not what they were doing, of course. They were at an American president's rally saying Mexico's better, F your president, Viva Mexico, and essentially that Mexico's better and they have more allegiance to Mexico. And these girls essentially wanted to be able to have dual citizenship, be able to come back and forth between Mexico as they please, and they wanted complete open borders, pretty much really heavily liberal-leaning policies when it came to the border, but they just had very disrespectful attitudes towards America and the people who
are Americans. Well, I think it's safe to say, you'd get killed in Mexico doing something like this, and I'm not saying anybody should hurt these people, I'm just pointing out the obvious. Let's go ahead and go to the tape.
Why are you waving a Mexican flag, like, from Mexico?
From Mexico. We support Mexicans all the way.
So what is the point of it? Do you guys want to be Americans?
We're not. No, we're even citizens, but we're just not. We don't support Trump.
So do you support America?
I support
a good America. You support a good America?
Yes.
So then why do you guys wave a Mexico flag and not an America flag?
Yeah, we support Mexico against Trump not supporting us.
So you what do you say?
We're supporting our Mexico because Trump doesn't support us.
We support our culture.
Yeah.
We don't think our culture should be supported.
But okay, so you're U.S. citizens though, right?
So isn't
your culture American?
No.
We come from a Mexican lineage. Therefore, we brought it here into America. That's why we're a melting pot here in America.
Okay. Well, don't you think most people come from different countries, but then they wave the American flag? Like, for example, many of my ancestors are from Ireland. I'm not, you know, I wouldn't go around waving an Irish flag in America. You know, we all have our own preferences, ma'am. But
we're Mexican.
We are Mexican Americans.
So are you Mexicans? Are you Mexicans first or Americans first?
Yes.
I'm a Mexican.
Because my parents are from Mexico.
So you're Mexican first. So would you rather be in Mexico or America?
Why? I can be in both.
whenever I want.
Okay. And be above the law.
So, is that why you want open borders and stuff?
Yeah. Why not? Why is Trump's hate so much against Mexico? What has Mexico ever done to Trump? Nothing, right?
Well, he just entered.
Separating families is a disgrace.
Yes. Putting children in cages is a disgrace.
So, what do you guys think about Trump just negotiating a deal with Mexico, a trade deal with Mexico and Canada, that's going to be mutually beneficial?
He hasn't yet.
He has. We're just waiting for Congress to approve it. What do you think about it?
I don't think it's right.
Do you think that the Mexican president shouldn't have agreed to terms with him?
Him too.
Really?
Yeah. That's f***ed up.
Why? Why? What's bad about the deal?
Lemonade
your time, man. We have to go.
All right, well, at least I'll give these, it looks like about ages 15 to 20, I'll give them this. At least you have the courage to go do it. And the girls are all kind of grandstanding and everything, like it's a passion play. Because they feel like Trump's insulted their heritage, so they're going to throw it back and say, we're proud of it. But see, that's the lie. They said, he's got kids in cages. That was Obama-era stuff. They built better systems. What are you supposed to do? The point is that they feel like they've been insulted, because Trump says all Mexicans are criminals. Never said it. But so they're believing the lie. They believe they're good, all proud, here doing this. It's just an exercise in brainwashing, Millie.
That's exactly what it is. A lot of them are going off of the fake news. And really, the fake news mainstream media that's running fake stories like the children in cages or that he called all Mexicans bad words, essentially, that is essentially dividing our nation, dividing our country, inciting violence, and at some points even inciting riots. So what do we do about this problem where we have the mainstream media just blatantly lying and causing warfare between political parties and political groups in America based off of fake news or false information? That's really the dilemma we're in, and it's a matter of trying to get the truth out there, get that real information out there, so that these people who are so mistaken and misinformed can become rightfully informed. These people need a dose of the red pill. They need the truth, because maybe if they were to know the truth, they wouldn't have this chip on their shoulder and these anti-American, anti-Trump sentiments.
Absolutely. And all Trump wants is prosperity for everybody. But you can't have collapsed Mexico and no border and the UN and Soros running it from Guatemala and San Salvador. That's insane. We're going to come back and play some of the positive the videos you've got that are just amazing. These are just dynamite, folks. They're all shadow banned, but they're on InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com every day. I want to create tabs on the side of InfoWars that are Millie Weaver, David Knight, everybody. So everybody's videos are there for folks that want to see them. We're going to add that in the next week or so to InfoWars.com. We're redoing InfoWars in the next few months, kind of like NewsWars, but a lot's going on. Remember, we're censored, we're banned, we're blocked. Without you, we're going to be shut down. We are funded by T-shirts and books and videos, and 40% off BrainForce Plus has got to end very soon. It's about to sell out. We got 40% off Secret 12, the great vitamin B12, highest quality. 50% off Happies, which is a bunch of concentrated known herbs that don't depress or don't excite. They just smooth you out. It's an incredible product. Happies, check it out today, and please review it. I love it. InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWarsLife.com takes you right to the supplements. InfoWarsStore.com is the umbrella site for the books, the videos, the T-shirts. It's all there. And you guys built InfoWars. You changed the world. You turned the course of humanity. So keep it up and stay the course at InfoWarsStore.com. And whatever you tell folks about local stations right now, stay with us.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Whether you're looking to boost the